This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The UN says more than 5 million people have now fled Ukraine. Russia invaded on February 24th. It's now pouring troops into eastern Ukraine, a full-scale offensive designed to take the strategic city of Mariupol, among others. The AP's Mike Gracia.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Tuesday night the Russian military has intensified its assault. Russian forces carved out a boomerang-shaped front hundreds of miles long and poured more troops into Ukraine Tuesday. A senior U.S. defense official speaking on condition of anonymity told the AP the Russians now have 78 combat units in the fight, up from 65 last week. I'm Mike Gracia.
So, do you have to wear a mask when you travel? There's lots of confusion after a judge tossed the national transportation mask mandate. But there is some cheering, too, and some concern. The AP's Sagar Magani.
At Dulles Airport outside Washington, Richard Gonzalez and Patricia Manns were nearly giddy.
I love it.
I just want to scream and tell everybody, take those masks off.
Kristen Weber wasn't listening.
I was wearing my mask today.
President Biden says air travelers can pick.
That's up to them.
Major airlines and many airports are now mask optional. So are Amtrak, Uber, and Lyft. Some big city mass transit systems still require them. The CDC still recommends them.
Should England send WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange to the U.S. to face spying charges? Decades after WikiLeaks published classified documents, a British judge has now approved extradition. Britain's interior minister will make the decision. Winds kicked up a wall of flames in northern Arizona, forcing the evacuation of hundreds of homes. This is AP News. Now to Netflix, which has been losing subscribers. The AP's Jackie Quinn with what it's doing about that.
Netflix says it's taking stronger steps to block account sharing after announcing its first subscriber loss in more than a decade. Netflix says its customer base has fallen by 200,000 subscribers during the January to March period and could fall by another 2 million in the next financial quarter. It's the first drop since the streaming service became available 6 years ago. Netflix is hoping to reverse the tide by blocking the sharing of accounts and by introducing a lower-priced, ad-supported version, although some analysts wonder if the company's best days are past. The drop this year, in part, stems from the Netflix decision to withdraw from Russia to protest the war against Ukraine, which resulted in a loss of 700,000 subscribers. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.